Rosenthal tells that one time he was speaking to Abinazel. He said to Abinazel, it's strange that there are people living then. Imagine this was said then, how much more so it holds true today. People living then who refuse to accept, to believe, that there are great tzaddikim living at that time, as there were in former generations. People believe that there are great tzaddikim in the past, Tanoim, Amunim, the time of the Gemara, a little later, but at this late date, which is only about less than 200 years ago, this was over more than 200 years after the Arizal, it was after the passing of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, people said there are no more great tzaddikim alive, they do not exist anymore. The era of tzaddikim is finished. This Rosenthal said to Abinazel, Abinazel stated very emphatically, you must know this as absolute. If one believes in Hashem, but he must simultaneously believe that there are tzaddikim also. Because the two go together, Tiferes and Yesod Chad Hu. Hashem and Tzaddik are one. They are inseparable. They cannot exist one without the other. Just as Hashem surely, unquestionably exists, so too there are tzaddikim surely in every generation. Rosenthal says, for to stand this very, very deeply, don't ever let this stray from your mind. Never a person has doubts, has for sure. He says, we learn in the Gemara, we learn in history about the miracles these great tzaddikim performed, about how holy they were, how sanctified. Where do you find such individuals in our time? A person that has that germ of doubt in his mind, stop, think, understand the words of Abinazel. In those days, in those generations, there was Hashem. Hashem existed. In this generation, the same Hashem continues to exist. Hashem is Hoya, Hoya, V'yihya, past, present, and future. And just as positive as in those days there were tzaddikim with Hashem, so too, in our time, at all times, there are tzaddikim. As sure as the existence of Hashem, so too is the positive existence of a tzaddik. Because the world can exist only on the foundation of the world, which is the Yesod, Tzaddik Yesod Olam. The difference is only that in certain times, tzaddikim are revealed. They are more revealed, they are more seen than other times. At other times, tzaddikim are more nela, they're hidden, the light is hidden. They don't show themselves or reveal themselves. The fact is that tzaddikim exist at all times. Illustrate that even deeper, if we go back honestly, Rosenthal says that, let's say today, what would the reason for this claim be, for this question? People will say, you have tzaddikim today? Show me one today who could divide the waters of the Red Sea. Show me a Moshe Rabbeinu. If you cannot, at least show me a David HaMelech. At least show me a Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Show me one of those and I'll accept. The answer is that this word show me existed in those days too. Even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when it would seem to anybody that there was no question of doubt, is there a tzaddik in that generation? Could you ask for better? Fact is that a large portion, a great percentage of people at that time who were very learned too and religious still rebelled and disbelieved in the tzaddik emes at that time. People turned away from Moshe Rabbeinu I mean, you voted against him. You want eight tzaddik emes? What's better than the Raya Mehemna, the greatest tzaddik of all time? You cannot be born in any generation where you'll have a bigger leader, a bigger tzaddik than you have at that time. And still, at that time, there were those who turned away. So that question existed then too. Give us a leader. Terach said, we want a leader. Who? Not the one we have. We want a leader. We do not have a leader that is, we could consider a tzaddik emes. And so too many others rebuilt Mono Islam. This same thing went on in every single generation. To say today, for example, if we only would have one like the Baal Shem Tov living today, would that be a problem of a tzaddik emes? Everyone would say there exists a tzaddik emes today, a very holy tzaddik. We have stopped the need for searching any further. They're all satisfied. Are we all satisfied? You think that we today are wiser and more learned than the people living in the generation of Baal Shem Tov? That was a generation that was packed with B'nai Torah. The average person then, the average person was far more learned than the biggest Ge'inim of today. Far more learned. The simplest person there knew much more Torah than the wisest men of today. And yet those, not simple people, but the advanced people, the leaders then, rebelled against the Baal Shem Tov to the extent where they said, where is a tzaddik today? We don't see any. One was known to them, the Baal Shem Tov's light was completely dark. Those people who were so learned and so advanced, the light of the Baal Shem Tov was completely unseen. So we see then, therefore, at no time can we say honestly, if we had this tzaddik or that tzaddik, we'd be satisfied. In each generation, there definitely exists tzaddikim. One who does not feel it, one who does not believe it, one who does not see it, is because that person's neshama is too dark to receive the light of its tzaddik emes in that time. That person, neshama, lacks a true receptacle for this light. What is the receptacle to receive the light? Emunah. Emunah tzaddikim. Person has emunah tzaddikim, will see the tzaddik emes, realize, they'll feel his existence. If one doesn't have the emunah, he will not get to see it. Without emunah, it's impossible, no matter when you live, no matter what generation that the tzaddik emes of that time is. So therefore, the key to understanding, to knowing about the tzaddik, which definitely exists just as sure as Hashem exists, is to believe that there is such a tzaddik. The words of the Benazal is, if a person believes in Hashem, Srichim Muhammad, he is compelled, he is forced, he must believe that there are also tzaddikim. He must believe that there is no other alternative. He does not believe that, his faith is weak, his faith is worthless. Then again, we learn too, any person, no matter when or where, person who says that he truly, honestly believes in Hashem, he states that with the firmest statement of faith, but he says he does not believe in tzaddikim, and not only is his emunah in tzaddikim lacking, but his emunah in Hashem too is worthless. He does not really have emunah in Hashem. It's words which are meaningless and worthless. It is impossible to believe in Hashem without simultaneously believing in the tzaddik emes, in tzaddikim ritim. When he has both, then both are solid. If he has one alone, that one too is baseless. This is what the Ben Azal taught. This is what the Ben Azal stated so clearly. The Hovein Me'id understand very much, very carefully and very clearly, that this is the basis of emunah. The frat in the darkness of this generation, time when it would seem, practically everyone would say, where? How do you find the tzaddik emes? Where do you find one that is recognized by the whole world? There are so many conflicts. Each one says his Rebbe is the greatest, and all other Rebbes are worthless. And with so much dispute going on, dissension, how can you say that there is a Tzaddik Emes in the world? The answer, of course, is that there is more than one Tzaddik in the world. There are many. A Jew is supposed to believe there are many and supposed to respect, honor, have faith in all of them. There is, of course, one Tzaddik Emes. There must be one Tzaddik Emes, who is the root, the trunk of a tree from which all the other branches, other Tzaddikim, come from. At least, if he believes in all the Tzaddikim simultaneously, then he couples them together and is certain of having in that group the Tzaddik Emes. He believes in all Tzaddikim without question. He will not attack or discredit any one of them. One who has that kind of emunah, as Lassadol says, is the key to finding the Tzaddik Emes. Because if you have a simple emunah in all Tzaddikim, eventually you'll ferret out, you'll dig deeply enough to find out who the Tzaddik Emes is. Naturally, ashrei to that person who is zecha to find the true light, light of the Tzaddik Emes. And as we know, as we've been told, we've been taught, Nosanzal's words, that those who are close to Rabbeinu Zal, those are the tzaddikim amitiyim of each generation till Moshiach comes. So of that we are certain. When we say before our tefillah that we are mamin, we are mekasher ourselves to the tzaddikim amitiyim shebedeinu, we are speaking about those who are truly close to Rabbeinu Zal, part of Rabbeinu Zal, the leaders, the true leaders of this day. We should be zecher b'yemes to strengthen ourselves in this type of emunah, strengthen ourselves in our kashrus to Rabbeinu Zal, to the Tzaddik Emes, and strengthen ourselves in our emunah to the tzaddikim amitiyim of our generation. That is the true test. The true test to prove our faith in Rabbeinu Zal is by having faith in tzaddikim of our generation too. In the zechus of that type of emunah, which then proves our emunah in Hashem, and surely we will merit seeing with our eyes the bias goel tzaddik, tzaddik emes of the future, the coming of Hashiach Tzidkenu, the simcha, the binyan beis hamikdash, the mapala, all the sinei Yisrael throughout the entire world, and the gula shleima and Yeshua Polis from Heda. Amen. Feel me.